invite you to be seated. Got to give you a homily, what the heck. Again, welcome, especially all of you watching live stream. It's nice to get back to having people at Mass. Although I told them a couple of weeks ago, when I had my last live streamed Mass with no one there, I said my homily was so good you could hear a pin drop. That actually wasn't the case at all. But it's wonderful to have people back. This isn't what we expected, huh? This isn't what we expected, how to end your time at Carroll College. But in some sense, there's no better preparation, because life will not be what you expect. It will not be what you expect. It's going to be greater than you expect and worse than you expect, but it will not meet your expectations. And hopefully, huh, your time at Carroll College has prepared you for what does not meet your expectations. Greater and less, but never what we expect. Marriage won't be what you expect. Having children won't be what you expect. Being a doctor won't be what you expect. Being a priest, a bishop, won't be what you expect. And what does it do to us? How do we accept, how do we live life when it's not what we expect it to be? What's it do to us? Without faith, it destroys so much. But with faith, we start seeing what Jesus says here in the gospel. This is incredible. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. And then he says this, and do greater ones. Jesus is inviting you to do greater things than he has done. Incredible, because he saved the world. But we can't do it without him. The reason we can do greater things is because of his life within us. He partners up with us. You know the gifts that we have? You know, in that first reading, jealousy crept in. They started getting jealous of each other. Envy gets in there. But the fact is, our gifts are not ours. They're the life of God given to us. Some are smarter. Some are more talented. It doesn't matter, because God chose the gifts to give to us. And he asks us to simply use those gifts. One of the things that has been a real blessing and a challenge of these days of quarantine is that quarantine. We're not made for it. We're made for each other. We're made for unity. We're made for community. But there is something that God offers us these days of quarantine. First, it restricts our freedom. That bugs us as Americans especially. I want to do what I want. Huh. We don't have control over as much as we think. Just like that. Incredible how little we can become if we see it as an invitation from God to listen, to become more comfortable with ourselves and our families. You know, when I was a kid, so I'm the youngest of 12, four girls, then eight boys in a row, and grew up on a farm. And when Dad would be working, fixing something that we broke, that we wrecked on the farm, us boys would be standing around with our hands in our pockets watching him, and he'd get all frustrated, because you know how it is, trying to fix something. And he'd look up, and he'd say to us, "Don't just stand there, do something. Get your hands out of your pockets. Just go do something, right? Don't just stand there." And then it took the rest of our lives, and I think for all of us, to learn this lesson, just the opposite. Don't just do something. Stand there. Learn how to stand there. Learn the importance that being is more important than just doing. We can easily run from one task to another, stay busy, so that we don't have to listen to what's going on inside of us. these days, God has been saying, become comfortable with yourselves. What's going on in you? Can you hear my voice? Are you uncomfortable? Because that's what I need. I need to make you uncomfortable so that then you invite me in further. I beg all of you, just simply say, Jesus, come. Even if you say, I don't know if I even believe in him, fine. Then you say to him, I don't know that I believe in you. If you exist, come. I dare you to be bold enough, to say to God, challenge him, come. He says at the end of the gospel, if you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Well, then for sure, if we just simply ask that he come to us, that he will do. And then ask for big things. Big things. And then we need you. We need you to go out, right? And do greater things with Jesus at your side and within you. I've only been here 6 months, but on behalf of, since I'm the chancellor, on behalf of Carroll College, huh? If we were a disappointment to you, if we didn't measure up in some areas, we're sorry. We didn't do it on purpose. And we ask that you forgive us. And we forgive you too. Because you bug us too. Right? And we forgive you. I think it's so important as you close this chapter and open another one. Let it go. Let it go. And go out to all the world and tell the good news. You won't realize the gifts you were given here or the opportunities until down the road, right? To have a grateful heart for what you've received here. It wasn't perfect. You won't find someplace that's perfect. If it didn't meet your expectations, well, there maybe is nothing more important to prepare you for life than to come to a place that didn't meet your expectations completely. Because that's life. We need to expect things from God and beg things of God. Then everything starts to look differently. And I start to see people, real people, that are on a journey with me to our home. So don't just do something. Stand there sometimes and listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. And if you can have my homily afterwards.